This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent, magnificent Thursday as we tackle everything from Soros DAs, what Trump said about regime change, change in Southwest Airlines, which I don't actually like for a different reason. All that and so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get to any of that, I want to get to this. It's a subject we're going to keep talking about. I talked about it last night. I've talked about it many times before, about all the foreigners out there on the road killing Americans. They come from cultures where they don't drive worth the crap, and then they get here and they don't have English language requirements. They know they can get into blue states and some red states, and they can get driver's licenses, and then they get out there on the road with your son and your daughter, with your husband, with your wife, with the people you love the most. And it's not just that they're out there on the road, they're killing people. Every day there's a new story, they're killing people. And so I wanted to play some of this testimony from today. This is Representative Fong and Tom Tipton of the Oklahoma Department of Public Safety Commissioner. Listen to this.
In California, unfortunately, we are a sanctuary state. I opposed it when it was moving to the state legislature. I think what you've outlined is when a CDL is issued in one state, that driver is allowed to operate across all 50 states. So if California applies a weaker CDL standard, that creates a public safety risk for the other states. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Across the board.
CDL, remember, that's the guys out there driving the Mack trucks, the semis. These CDL schools are a nightmare. Savannah Hernandez is one of these investigative journalists. She's been digging into this problem. They pop up out of nowhere. They don't get certified. They hand out a bunch of CDLs. Then they shut down or they disappear. You don't even want to know what's out on the highway. Here's Josh Brasheen. Listen to this.
Recent Department of Transportation audits have revealed alarming failures by many states to comply with these requirements. For example, in Illinois, 1 in 5 non-domicile CDLs failed to meet federal standards. Last November, the Department of Transportation found that California had illegally issued 17,000 non-domiciled CDLs. That California had illegally issued 17,000 non-domiciled CDLs. A 2025 audit by FMCSA found that over 50% of the non-domiciled CDLs issued by the state of New York were in violation of federal law.
This is the problem with communist blue states like California and New York. The communism, the evil things they do, doesn't stay inside the state. We are a United States of America, where the states, they work with each other. We have the same currency because that's the system the founders set up. We're not separate countries. And we have a system where you don't need special papers when you're crossing over from California into Nevada or New York into New Jersey or anywhere else. You are free to drive around here. So the evil crap that they do in New York and California doesn't stay in New York and California. They get behind the wheel of a Mack truck and they go wipe out your entire family in Oklahoma. This is Matt Van Epps.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for holding this immensely important hearing and to our witnesses for joining us. Highway safety impacts Americans every day. States like California that refuse to enforce driver's license standards are putting every driver and passenger on the road in danger. When even one unqualified driver is handed a commercial driver's license, the danger does not stop at a state line. It puts every highway and every family on the road at risk. And the reality is, this is not about a single reckless driver. It is about tens of thousands operating nationwide. Last year in my home state of Tennessee, the Biden administration granted a non-English-speaking illegal alien work authorization, allowing him to obtain a commercial driver's license. This man went on to cause a multi-vehicle crash, killing one and injuring two others. These senseless deaths must stop.
Democrats truly do work against the United States of America, and they do so quite openly if you pay attention. Hey, Jesse, I really wanted a shower head filter, so I bought one. My husband won't install it because he said it will make the head too low and he can't get under it. He's 5'10". Since you are a giant, how do you navigate the shower, and how can I convince my son that having it will be beneficial to our health? All right, first of all, lady, I'm going to tell you something, and this is going to hurt to hear. You screwed up, all right? And here's why you screwed up. You're short, so you don't have an appreciation, and you can't be expected to have an appreciation of what it's like to be tall. I know this because my wife, Aubrey, is 5'2". I'm 6'8". She doesn't have any idea what it's like to be 6'8". And so over almost 20 years of marriage, here's what she has learned. If we are moving again, because we're always seen to be moving for work or moving across country for something. If we are moving, if we are house shopping, she knows now. You have to go into the shower and you have to look at the height of the shower head. And if it is too low, I'm not going to buy it. She would never in a million years, it would never even occur to her to look at the height of a shower head until she married me. But I am not going to squat down in the shower. I'm not going to sit down in the shower. I refuse to contort myself like some sort of a yoga instructor trying to make sure I can shower and clean all of my body parts. I have to have a shower head of appropriate height. So you say you bought a new shower head. Here's what you did. You bought one that comes out of the wall and goes down instead of buying one that curves up. I hope you kept your receipt. Return your shower head. We have it's almost the first thing we do. The shower head itself coming out of the wall has to be high enough for me. And then we have to go. We'll go down to Lowe's or Home Depot or whatever's on sale, and we'll find one that curves up, and usually a detachable one as well. It's even better. And then when you take it home, if you feel like breaking the law, which I would never, ever do, you need to take apart the shower head and rip out that little plastic piece you see in there that the dirty commies put in that destroys all the water pressure in the shower heads now that you buy. This is, of course, a stupid regulation, came from the EPA. It's because communists hate everything, including happiness. Just when you buy your shower head, just know you're going to have to take it apart and rip something out. It's not that difficult. All you need is some needle nose pliers. And you'll see what I mean if you go on the internet. Not that I would ever do that, ever. But I know of people who do. Chris, did you do that in your shower head? I don't think I should tell everyone what you just said, Chris. You know that's illegal. Just letting you know, that's illegal. Iran's Minister of Foreign Affairs said this.
Boots on the ground in Iran. Are you afraid of a U.S. invasion in your country?
No, we are waiting for them.
You are waiting for the U.S. military to invade the ground troops?
Yes, because we are confident that we can confront them, and that would be a big disaster for them.
So you're saying that Iran is ready and willing to take on the U.S. military if there were to be ground troops?
Well, we were ready for this war even more than the previous war. So you can see, the quality of our...
I don't know what it is about these Arab states, but Jewish producer Chris just asked me who Baghdad Bob is because he's too young. Baghdad Bob, they nicknamed him that. That wasn't his real name, obviously. When we were busy wiping out Iraq, he was the spokesman for Saddam Hussein, who would go on the news every night and talk about how great the war is going and we're killing the American infidels, and it couldn't possibly be going any better. And he got the name Baghdad Bob, which obviously he's a punchline to the state. Probably dead by now, but he's a punchline to the state. That's Baghdad Bob. These Arab states, I don't know exactly what it is. They're always coming out with the most over-the-top rhetoric that never turns out to be true. And if I were part of those states, even if I was a supporter, I would be a little bit aggravated by this point. Exactly right, Chris. Can we tone it down a notch? You are the great Satan, and you've awakened the lion of Iran. And any moment now, we will pull out our secret weapons and smite you. No. Can we stop? We have to hear this all the time. Can we stop? Let's just not do this. All right. Southwest Airlines. They're doing something I don't like. Not that I care about Southwest. I'll explain. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. All right. So, remember, you need to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And remember that I'm constantly concerned that regular people aren't getting by. Because I talk to regular people. I talk to them in my own life. I hang out with normal people. My normal people I hang out with, they're not political people. They're not overwhelmingly wealthy people. Well, there's some rich guys in there, but they're normal people. Their families are normal. Their sons are normal. Their daughters are normal. And when I talk to them, yes, there are successes. But there are a lot of stories of we're not getting by. We're not getting by. We can't afford it. We can't afford the interest rates. We can't afford college. He can't find a job. They're not getting by. And the reason I keep whining about Papa John's, even though I don't give a crap about Papa John's, their garlic knots are pretty good, but I don't give a crap about Papa John's. But when they're closing hundreds of stores, it tells me people aren't ordering pizzas. Normal people aren't ordering pizzas. Southwest, this is a headline from viewfromthewing.com. I don't even know what that is, but Southwest is testing cleaning only premium seats between flights. Okay, I'm not going to read the rest of the headline, but you obviously heard what they just said. Southwest Airlines has premium seating. I generally don't fly Southwest Airlines anymore. I used to fly it religiously, but now even if you buy the premium seating, they'll pre-board 8,000 people before you get on, and I'm 6'8". If I don't get an emergency exit seat, I'm basically screwed. I can't take that chance, so I can't fly Southwest. But anyway, they have premium seating. It costs more, of course. Now they're experimenting with only cleaning premium seating. This comes back to a trend I see in the economy. Las Vegas. I'm not obviously a big Vegas person. It's been years since I've been to Las Vegas. I'm not a big gambler. The whole town smells like weed. But just not a big Vegas person. I am considering going to Vegas, though, because Metallica is playing in the Sphere. Chris, tell me you wouldn't want to go see a Metallica concert in the Sphere, man. Chris said they're too old. You take that back. Even if they are the lip sync, I don't care. I want to see that. Anyway, I'm considering going to Vegas. I already talked to Ob about going to Vegas. Might go to Vegas. And so I start researching things and looking into Vegas. And what I see now are all these complaints that it's so expensive now that it's become a place not for you or for me. It used to be a place you could take your kids. You don't have to go play blackjack and lose your soul. You can go enjoy yourself. There's all kinds of kids' activities and concerts and comedy shows. At least when I was younger, it used to be. Apparently, it's $20 for a drink now. Who can afford that? Normal people can't afford that. If normal American things have become out of reach for normal people and only rich people can access those things, that is terrible for a country, and I hate it. I do. It's not that I want you to be able to go to Las Vegas, but I want you to be able to go to Las Vegas. I do. Again, it's not about Las Vegas or it's not about Papa John's. I don't like it that you can't afford the things you used to be able to, and you can't afford the things your parents could. I don't like it, and that's what I care about, and that's why I don't rant and rave about foreign policy all day, and that's why I care about the things I care about right there. Oracle, once again, you were right. The three Austin Police Department officers that shot and killed the terrorists in Austin are being brought up on charges before a grand jury. Soros, DA, Jose Garza, so on and so on. Okay, well, first of all, they stopped all that. Here's a headline from the Free Beacon. Soros-backed DA, who refers all police-involved shootings to grand jury, said he won't seek charges against the Austin officers who took down the property of Allah government or gunmen. Now, why? Well, because here in this red state of Texas, our red state government, including Governor Greg Abbott, came out immediately and said, look, I don't care what this guy does. These guys are not going to face charges. These are guys are heroes. They ran into a terrorist. They killed him. They put him down. They're heroes. They're not going to face charges. It points to a couple different things. First, on the bad part of it, communists aren't sorry about the evil things they do. They're going to keep doing them. The only thing you can do is run them out of power. They're not sorry. There's not some, we've had this talk before, I think maybe once before, where we convince ourselves that even a communist, if it gets bad enough, if something bad enough happens, that they'll pause for a moment. They'll change their ways. Communists do not operate that way at all. They don't think that way at all. They're going to keep defending bad people and attacking good people because that's what demons do. That's what evil people do. They're going to keep doing that. So I want to be clear about that. That's one. Two, in a red state, you know, I don't even want to make it about a red state because sometimes you can't get to a red state. Get to a place where you have some level of government protection from the animals. Maybe you are stuck in a blue state. Maybe you're in New York. Maybe you're listening right now in New York City. Get out to Long Island. Maybe you're in a blue place. I got that. Find a red county or a red town or something. Do not live under purely communist governments. Communism at the city level, the county level, the state level. Because what that does is it makes you completely powerless. You can be swept away immediately, and they'll do it in a heartbeat to you, all right? Now, moving takes energy, and for that, you're going to need chalk. Do you have energy all day, every day? I do. I don't need 18 cups of coffee. I need my natural herbal supplements from chalk. I need a male vitality stack from chalk. I have to refill mine because today I used up my little pill thing. I have that little old man pill thing, only it's not pills in it. It's my male vitality stack. Sunday to Sunday, right in there, 7 days of it. I sit down with my breakfast and I take it. Been doing so for 4 years because it keeps my energy up. My mood is so good, and you can feel like that. Well, it's just part of getting old. No, 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 no. I have emails from old people, emails from young people. Chalk will change your life for the better. Maybe you're not ready for a male vitality or female vitality stack. Maybe try some chalk lit powder. Just vitamins and minerals. Pack it in a drink in the morning and start your day off like that. Figure out how you feel after a couple weeks of that. Your life is going to get better. And they're anti-communists. They share our values. That's putting your money where your morals are. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah. America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Man, if you're sitting there in Cuba and you're watching what happened in Venezuela and you're watching what happened in Iran and you hear Donald Trump go out there and drop little nuggets like this, you've got to be squirming in your seat.
Cuba right now is... To put it mildly, a failing nation. And I've been hearing about Cuba. I said before, since I'm a little boy, I've been hearing about Cuba, and everybody wanted to change. And I can see that happening. Marco Rubio is dealing on it, and at a very high level. And, you know, they have no money, they have no oil, they have no food. And it's really right now a nation in deep trouble, and they want our help.
Chris, would you go to Cuba? I would too. There's something about these nations that change directions. I want to go to El Salvador. It's on the ocean. I want to get out of El Salvador just to support them. What, Chris? What? Really? Jewish producer Chris just told me that Cuba is a treasure of 1950s cars. That's friggin' cool. And you know what else, Chris? There's got to be some sort of Jewish presence there. Do you not know about... Oh, well, here's a little tidbit for you, Chris. You know who Albert Anastasia is. Many people know who Albert Anastasia is. Some do not. In case you don't, Albert Anastasia was an infamous mob boss, Italian mafia boss. He's infamous for a variety of reasons. When he first got to the United States of America, he used to kill people with his bare hands for fun while working on the docks of New York City. He, of course, ended up in prison. Big surprise there. And then the mafia found out this guy could be useful, and they sprung him out of prison. Then he went on to kill a lot of other people, that kind of thing. But he ended up rising through the ranks of the mafia and becoming a very powerful mob boss. Now, the reason you may know him, or at least it probably is vaguely familiar, is that Albert Anastasia loved part of his routine. Routine is a very dangerous thing when you're a powerful man with powerful enemies. The part of his routine he loved was going into a barber shop, getting his feet put up, a towel wrapped around his face, and getting a professional shave. And if you would like to see the aftermath of his final professional shave, the pictures are widely available on the internet. Don't worry, they're fairly safe for children, at least the ones I've seen. What you will see is Albert Anastasia laying dead on the floor of a barber shop, because he walked into a barber shop and then two gentlemen walked in with guns and began pointing them at him and putting the bullets that were in the guns inside of him. Anastasia, always a fighter, to his credit, came springing out of his barber chair and tried to leap at his attackers. But in the confusion, I'm sure pain as well, he actually jumped towards the mirror at their reflection rather than at them. I don't think anything would have saved him anyway. He died. Now, a part of that story you may not know, and I don't know that anyone will ever know. Let's just say rumors abound is that a very, very powerful man is behind a lot of that. But what powerful man? Well, the Italian mafia under Lucky Luciano, the Italian mafia was very famous for being very, I guess I'll just say it, bigoted, but I don't even mean it that way, because people in general are always bigoted. But they were, you know, Italians only. The Irish don't apply, the Jews don't apply, black people don't apply. But you know what I mean. That's kind of how the world has always worked. So Lucky Luciano changed that. He got to be friends with a man by the name of Meyer Lansky. Probably heard this name before. If you haven't, that's because Meyer Lansky was freaking brilliant. Jewish guy. Jewish gangster. Look, it's not like you're going to probably run into him at an Orthodox ceremony or something, but Jewish gangster. Meyer Lansky worked directly with Charles Lucky Luciano, and they had a real Italian-Jewish mafia connection thing going where they did business together, made a bunch of money together, so on and so forth. What's all this have to do with Cuba? Well, before Castro took over, the American mafia had a very established presence in the Cuban gambling, casino, entertainment industry. You went down to Cuba with your wife, with your kids. You could have a relatively affordable vacation, lovely beaches, delicious food, that kind of a thing. And you did so at some Cuban resort casino. The chances are that Cuban resort casino was owned and run by the Italian / Jewish mafia. It was insanely lucrative. And I mean insanely lucrative. It was a huge moneymaker for the mafia. But for reasons that we don't have to go into, it would take too long, bunch of details. Albert Anastasia, very powerful Italian mobster, head of a crime family, he didn't have a cut or didn't have enough of a cut, depending on who you read, of the Cuban casino business. And he wanted more of the Cuban casino business than he currently had. And the rumors are he wanted at least a portion of Meyer Lansky's Cuban casino business. And it generally was not a great idea. Although he was not famously violent, you're still the head of an organized crime organization. You're going to have committed acts of violence from time to time. Rumor has it that Meyer Lansky was not willing to part with his shares of the Cuban casino business. And that maybe, of course, in conjunction with the Italian families, a Jewish gangster would never take out an Italian mob boss without Italian mob boss permission, right? He wouldn't do that without permission. But famously, Meyer Lansky was at least in part behind those two assassins walking into the barbershop and filling up Albert Anastasia full of holes. There's a little mafia history for you, Chris, that you may not have known. Anyway, my point in all this is, what if the Cuban government does fall? And I know there are a lot of people, a lot of Cubans in the United States of America. I'm sorry, Americans of Cuban descent in the United States of America listening right now who would be just giddy if we could finally get rid of those disgusting commie Castros and get that country back. If they fell, I would totally go to Cuba. I want to go to El Salvador so I can support them. I want to go to Cuba. I want to go to a mafia casino, Chris. What? Tell me you wouldn't go to a mafia casino. There's apparently, what? I don't gamble. Well, I'll gamble a little. I told you, I will do that. I'll do that. If Ab and I are ever around a casino, I shouldn't say every time, but sometimes we'll be like, hey, do we want to take $100? And so we'll take $100, and once it's gone, it's gone. We always have that limit. We just don't. I don't like to lose money, and I certainly don't like to just throw it away or something that feels gross about throwing it away. So I'm not a big gambler, but I'll sit down at the blackjack table and gamble $100. I don't know how to really play anything else. I've always wanted to be the craps guy because it looks cool in the movies where he's throwing the dice. What, Chris? It always looks like he's having fun. And I'll turn to Abba, be like, hey, blow on the ice for good luck. And then she'll be like, don't do that. And but either way, I want to be the craps guy. But I don't know how to play craps. I don't understand the game. But maybe now that I'm a cigar guy, I'll be a craps guy. And I'll what, Chris? I'll be a cigar guy while I play craps in my, what would the guy call it? In a smoking jacket. A smoking jacket. Yes, that's what I'm going to wear with my cowboy boots. Now, what if someone walks into your barbershop and tries to murder you tonight? What is your plan to stop them? How about a compact launcher from Burna? But Jesse, my barbershop's in New York City. I'm not allowed to carry a Burna. A Burna is not a gun. It's non-lethal. It's carried not just by SWAT teams across the country, security firms across the country. If you're an employer, It would be a great thing to buy your employees so that deranged nut job, when he shows up with an AR-15 to kill everyone, your people can stop him. Bernas can fit in your purse. It's about the size of a smartphone. And it's legal. All 50 states. No permit needed. No background check. All you have to do is be willing to go to Byrna.com/Jesse. That's B-Y-R-N-A. Byrna.com/Jesse and buy one. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. So let's talk really briefly about this, because there's been a little bit of pushback on it. Of Trump's, well, here's a headline. Trump demands a role in choosing the next Iran leader, says Khamenei's son is unacceptable. Remember, they took the Ayatollah and, well, we killed him. And then they looked at his son and they said, well, the job's yours now. Probably not going to be there very long, I would say. Probably not going to be there very long. But of course, it really comes back to what we've been saying about regime change. And I know the Trump administration, they don't want to sell it as regime change because the American people really don't want to hear that after so many failed experiments. But it is regime change. When you're taking out one regime, that's regime change. You can't wipe out the leadership of the government and not make it regime change. The Trump administration wants to message it as they were about to get nukes. They were about to get nukes. They were about to get nukes. That's the talking point they've landed on. I got all that. That's fine. But we took out their leadership. If we do not control who the next leadership is, then who does? The only other entity in the region with enough power to possibly do that would be Israel. What if it appears that Israel chose the next leadership group in Iran, in Muslim Iran? How well do you think that's going to land? Okay, so if it can't be Israel, and look, even if Israel ends up having a say, and they probably will end up having a say, that cannot be the appearance. The appearance cannot be that Israel chose the new government of Iran for a variety of reasons that would be disastrous. If it's not Israel, then what are the other options? The other options are going to be whatever armed group takes control. Takes is such an interesting way to put that. What armed group kills enough people to take control? Taking control is not a video game. Taking control is done with bullets and blood. People will die. Even if it's some group, for instance, the word is out there that we are arming the Kurds. Kurds have famously, in a lot of cases, sided with us in the region. Kurds are people we work with. We're going to arm the Kurds, ground invasion by the Kurds. So let's say it's the Kurds, and everyone feels warm and fuzzy about the Kurds because, hey, it's the Kurds. Do you think the Kurds are going to hand out juice boxes to take power? That's not how that works. The Kurds are going to kill people to take power. And that video, because we live in the social media era, that video is going to be available for you and me to look at as we sit down and scroll on our phones right before bed, which you shouldn't be doing because it affects your sleep. You know you're going to do it, and so am I. That video is going to be there for all to see. So if it can't be Israel, and it can't be, then it's either us or a group like the Kurds, or us working in conjunction with the Kurds. And this is what I have warned. I shouldn't say warned, but this is why I have been so cautious all along with this whole thing. Our military might is incredible. Our military leadership is so much better than it was under Biden. Iran is learning that the American military fighting man, American technology, American air power, it's just, it is second to none. That we can do easily. But we can always break things easily. When you have the kind of military might we have, you can kill who you want to kill. You can win the military engagements you want to win. Now comes the hard part. We're going to keep taking out missile sites here and taking out this leadership group here. And if you are the new Ayatollah, I would suggest you spend your time looking up. But once all that killing is done, once all the breaking is done, then we have to begin the process of the making. And that is an entirely new ballgame. All right? All right. I just want to play this really quickly here. This new Tallarico guy, the Democrat nominee for Senate in Texas, he's a nut job. Ken Paxton, if he wins the nomination, is going to beat this guy. And anyone telling you otherwise, well, we can't win if it's Paxton. They've been lied to, and now they're lying to you. Look, they're already coming out and saying
But look, this. I think, Joe, the key thing here is that James Tallarico was cast and increasingly is still is cast. I'd say increasingly, but still is cast as a moderate. There is nothing. He's not a moderate. He and Jasmine Crockett have basically the same positions on almost every issue. He's a populist. He's a progressive. He's pretty far to the left on a lot of issues.
He's going to get destroyed by whoever is the Republican nominee in Texas. Let's make sure we don't screw that up. I don't care what the White House says.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
USDA approves new food stamp restrictions for four states. Uh-oh, that and Jasmine Crockett lost? The top six times Senator Cornyn has backstabbed Trump and MAGA. Definitely sounds like a guy who's earned Donald Trump's endorsement. Will epic fury bring regime change to Great Britain? We probably need regime change in Great Britain. Rumors have it that we are no longer sharing intelligence with them because we believe they cannot be trusted. Turns out, massively importing foreign barbarians eventually destroys the whole country. Arkansas man charged with killing daughter's alleged rapists wins Republican primary for sheriff. Gosh, I love this country. I hope he runs for president. Measure to require voter ID in California gets over 1 million signatures. You already know my thoughts that states like Minnesota and Oregon are blood red if we could simply stop the cheating by Democrats. What if California is too? I have many friends in California who tell me a voter ID requirement would cause Republicans to win statewide races. I have a hard time believing it too, but that's what they tell me. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now. We'll talk tomorrow. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.